Hello again. Larry Johnson here once more as your host for Arias and Songs. My program this afternoon is called Arias from the Age of Bel Canto. This is a reference to a particular period in operatic composition in Italy during the first decades of the 19th century, a style that began to wane by 1830. There are specific composers that became intimately associated with Bel Canto opera. They are Vincenzo Bellini, Gaetano Donizetti, and Gioachino Rossini. We will hear recordings by each of them on today's program. I should note that the title Bel Canto was not used at the time these operas were written. The name Bel Canto came into use in the late 1800s and evoked a style of singing which was then seen as a lost tradition of singing. It had been replaced by Verdi and Wagner. To better understand just what Bel Canto is, let's hear the singer who, with conductor Tullio Serafin, began the revival of modern-day appreciation of the age of Bel Canto. Here is Maria Callas in an interview with Edward Downes.
The Bel Canto is a way of singing. It's a schooling. The basis of singing, whether it's Wagner, Mozart, Verdi, or Puccini, you must know how to sing. In other words, Mr. Downes, if you write a book, you must know how to read and write. And a little more than that.
Yes.
Well, bel canto means how to learn to read and write and become a great writer. In other words, you have to learn to read and write, then learn how to compose phrases and this and that. It's a whole science. Same with singing. Bel canto means the great schooling, the exact schooling that violinists, pianists, all the instrumentists go through.
And you
exactly
don't have a
the same we do. And we must do.
Yes.
No matter how dramatically you sing, the bel canto must exist. It's a schooling. Mm-hmm. It is not beautiful singing. It is the way you sing. The approach, the attack of the note must always be attacked purely with no slurs, with low slides, with... Mm-hmm. If the composer wanted it, glissando, legato. I mean, we cannot even start in that discussion because it is a whole science.
Of course.
Each note has a reason to exist, a way to be pronounced and given, but should never be touched but on the note. A pure attack, for instance, is the basis of a bel canto.
Yes.
Maria Callas, as interviewed by Edward Downes in 1968, during a Metropolitan Opera intermission, telling us just what is bel canto. We will hear from La Divina, as she was known, later in the program. Here is a superb example of bel canto artistry, as sung by Leopold Simenon. The aria is Una furtiva lagrima, from Donizetti's Le Désir d'Amore.
Thank you.
Una furtiva lagrima from Donizetti's Le Lisure d'Amore is sung by Leopold Simoneau with the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, conducted by Paul Strauss. Next, we have other artists who also sang in Lyric's first seasons of 1954 and 55, and some beyond. Here is the so-called Puritani Quartet from Bellini's I Puritani, as sung by Maria Callas, Giuseppe Di Stefano, Nicola Rossi Lemeni and Carlo Forti.
Thank you.
The quartet from Bellini's I Puritani is sung by Maria Callas, Giuseppe Di Stefano, Nicola Rossellemeni, and Carlo Forti. The chorus and orchestra of La Scala Milan was conducted by Tullio Serafin, who, as I mentioned earlier, worked with Maria Callas in various bel canto operas some 60 years ago, and who was instrumental in reviving interest in bel canto works. This takes us now to one of the most popular bel canto operas, Lucia di Lammermoor, by Gaetano Donizetti. In the final scene, Edgardo is shattered by the death of his beloved Lucia. He sings, "Fra poco a me ricovero," as his grief leads to suicide. Let's hear Placido Domingo, as heard with the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, as led by James Levine. A spectacular scene for tenor, beginning with the words "Fra poco a me ricovero," from Lucia di Lammermoor by Donizetti. Heard in Tokyo in 1988, Placido Domingo sang with the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, conducted by James Levine. Our program of arias from the age of bel canto will conclude with a duet from Rossini's Semiramide, which had its premiere in 1823. In the famous Hanging Gardens, Semiramide, Queen of Babylon, awaits Arsace, the man she believes loves her. He doesn't, but declares that as a soldier, he will die for his queen if necessary. She pledges to give him all that he desires. Arsace is a trouser role, here sung by Marilyn Horne, and Semiramide is Joan Sutherland.
Thank you.
Joan Sutherland and Marilyn Horne in the duet Servame Honor Si Fido. Richard Bonning led the London Symphony Orchestra. And so ends this program of arias from the age of bel canto. Our producers are Sidney Gillard and Becky Neistat. I welcome your comments at wfmt.com/ariesandsongs, our webpage address. Click onto podcasts, open this or any program, and leave a message. This is Larry Johnson inviting you back next week as I present songs from musicals by Stephen Sondheim here on Arias and Songs.